Meanwhile, the Biden administration's federal vaccine mandate for companies with at least 100 employees was temporarily blocked by a federal appeals court on Saturday. A three-judge panel on the New Orleans-based Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said the new rules raise, quote, grave statutory and constitutional issues. The court gave the Justice Department until 5 p.m. today to respond to the lawsuit filed by GOP-led states and businesses. This comes as more than 15 states have filed lawsuits against the administration over its federal vaccine mandate for companies. But White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain says he is certain the mandate will still stand.
I'm quite confident that when this finally gets fully adjudicated, not just a temporary order,
right,
the validity of this requirement will be upheld. It's common sense, Chuck. If OSHA can tell people to wear a hard hat on the job,
right,
to be careful on chemicals, it can put in place these simple measures to keep our workers safe.
All right, let's bring in right now State Attorney for Palm Beach County, Dave Ehrenberg, and former prosecutor Charles Coleman. Charles, you know, people look at this ruling, they may see the headlines and go, oh my gosh, this is a huge setback for the Biden administration. But we need to put some context here.